everyone. How are you doing? We are back again with a special guest who's looking at me very, very worried.
Hi, Liana.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to our podcast. We're still continuing with being single, as all three of us are.
Yeah.
Nobody has no ring on it.
Nope.
Nothing. So we're still single.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chanel.
So we're going to get, last week we got our views. Well, most of them. So we're going to get Liana's views on her single life and on what she thinks about dating and finding the one, if there is a one. So let's start with single.
Yes.
How is it for you as a Christian woman?
Yeah. Well, I am very happy now that I'm single. A few years ago, like up to 5, maybe 6 years ago, I was like, oh my goodness, all my close friends are getting married, what's going on with me? You know, being in relationship after relationship and, you know, stuff not working out, it's like, okay, what's going on here? But, you know, through the relationships that I would have had, that didn't work out, fortunately, you know, I've matured a lot. It's taught me a lot. It taught me a lot about what I do not want in a future husband, you know. It taught me a lot about myself, so I was able to grow a lot personally. But yeah, at 38 years old, now I can say that I am very content. You know, I don't really have those moments of feeling lonely and depressed like before, because I understand what I want and I'm willing to wait for it. You know, so I'm quite happy. And, you know, there's something called active waiting. So, you know, while I'm waiting, I'm, you know, working on myself, working on my goals, you know, working on different things. So, yeah, I'm pretty happy right now as a single person. Yeah.
So you're saying you're actively waiting, like,
yeah.
You know, for us single people always say, you know, while you're waiting, do something about yourself. Do something. So what are the goals that you have planned for yourself?
Well, one of the big goals is getting out of debt.
Oh.
Yes, because, you know, and people always make this comment, well, you ain't got chip nor chow, you shouldn't be broke. And it's like, but that's exactly what I'm broke. I don't have chip nor chow, so I splurge. Duh. You know, so sometimes, obviously, in the past, you know, we've all done it. Most of us, we make bad financial choices. You know, and you learn from it. So, you know, I am now trying to, actually last year I was able to clear off two of those debts. So I'm well on my way. So this year I want to clear off the other two, you know, so that is my goal. I don't really want to start a relationship or a new life with anybody with debt trailing behind me. And I certainly want to know how to be able to manage finances and be responsible. You know, so that's something I need to learn that would, you know, benefit me in my future relationship, my future marriage, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm also focusing on getting multiple streams of income for myself, because in this day and age, one income is just not enough. You know, you want to live comfortably. You know, you want to live comfortable. You want to get things for yourself. You want to invest, you know,
you want properties. You want to splurge
without breaking yourself. There's such a thing.
Be able to splurge while you have the money.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, that's why. Yeah, those are two main goals: getting out of debt and getting into multiple streams of income.
Well, that's a good thing, you know, that you said getting out of debt, because you don't want the broke man.
So God, that's right.
No man should want the broke woman.
Agreed.
Completely.
Yes. I heard somebody say you should become what you want to attract.
Very good.
So, yeah, this sister gonna get out of debt and learn to be responsible with my money.
Okay, well, that's actually not a bad topic.
Yeah.
I guess. Sometime in season 3.
We'll talk about
there's so many
money management, that
keep
relationships.
Yeah. being single and managing your money.
No, yeah.
You know, Amazon isn't always there to take your money.
And sales don't mean that you have to buy something.
Yeah. Chanel is saying that because of me.
Oh, dear.
Really? Woo! My business is trying to put on blast.
But I'm not in that, guys.
I do love sales. So. Oh, okay. Alrighty.
So you are content in being single.
Yes.
But do you find that with people on the outside, family, friends, do you find you get any pressure? Or just random people from church?
Yeah.
Not even just.
From both ends. I do get pressure. Yes, from my parents, not my mom mainly. Like, so, you know, when I get some grandchildren, you know, or whatever, and even my sister, she'd be like, I want you to know that I really want a niece or nephew, and I have never had one. She literally told me that before. Yeah, and yeah, people at church and even at work too would be like, so what's going on? You're getting up in age, you want to get married? Somebody actually asked me if I ever considered freezing my,
freeze the eggs.
Yeah, but because honestly it used to bother me before, but like I said earlier, because of I know where I'm at now, I know what I want, so comments don't nearly bother me anymore. I really believe in waiting on God's best. So I mean, your parents, they'll say what they want, whatever. And they want the best for you too, so I'm sure they don't mind us waiting.
Yeah, sometimes I think they just made the comment just because
they
think I haven't made this comment in about 5 weeks.
So yeah, so let me drop it. It's time to drop it. My 6 week drop.
5 weeks is today. it's been 2 days since I've asked you. Well, you ain't got no man. Same answer from last time.
Nothing's changed since the last time. And it does, I'll let you know. You won't be the first to know, but you will know.
You'll be the almost first. You know? Okay, so
there are people like
you
that.
Said you've dated before.
Yes.
So younger Liana views on dating and now Liana views on dating. Because I was a bit of a freak when I was younger.
Mm-hmm. Explain.
At 16, I said to God, I don't want to be dating all over the place.
Right.
I want a person that I date be the person that I marry.
Oh, okay.
I think if at 16 I could look 20 years into the future and realize I wouldn't be married, I probably would have made that prayer to God. But,
oh my gosh,
me 35 going 36, no, kind of happy that I made that prayer.
It's not a bad prayer at all. I feel like I should have made that prayer.
So what about you?
Well, I actually had my first relationship at 16. And so it was new, it was fresh, it was like, you know, and then things didn't work out, so you know, your first heartbreak apparently is the worst, and so you never forget and all that. And then moving on through the years, I think I pretty much entertained most guys that gave me the attention. From the time I heard I like you, or I'm attracted to you, or the things I like about you, I think that just used to pull me, and I just saw that as a way to be like, okay, well, maybe, like, I saw every potential male friend as a boyfriend and then in extension a husband, so I would entertain them and then realize it don't work out. So it was like a vicious cycle. You would think that I would learn after the first two, but you know, it's a vicious cycle. I mean, most of us have been through that. But I think now that I am older, the advice, and I think about it a lot, the advice I would give to my younger self is just to wait. Don't jump on every little I like you, I'm attracted to you, what's your number, can we hang out? Don't jump on every little offer. You know, just be cool, feel out people, learn to build friendships, and understand that every friendship is not meant to lead any further than a friendship. right? So I think I would have kind of pulled the brakes. I would give my younger self the advice to pull the brakes, you know, after somebody reaches out. And I think I would have saved myself quite a bit of emotional trauma. Seriously. So yeah. So any younger persons listening, pull the brakes.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with healthy friendships, you know, but everything is not meant to be a romantic relationship. You know, there's nothing wrong with just having friends, just waiting out.
Do you think, like, in the church, when you're in church and you have a boyfriend in church and he goes to church too, automatically it's like, see, you're getting married.
Yeah.
This whole thing, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
So you've been confident.
Yeah.
As in, like, oh, so you should be getting married right now, and oh.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently is a thing. Yeah.
You should marry.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, they have to know the person, and maybe it may not work out, as you're saying.
Yeah.
But you should just be locked this in now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So yeah. Maybe we need to have a conversation with other people in church. Be like, you know.
I think the problem in the Christian, well, Caribbean Christian, I can't say anything about other places in the world. Maybe they may talk more than we do in the Caribbean, but maybe we don't talk enough about dating and romance and being romantic and sex.
They're just kind of try to avoid that topic.
So then you have younger people who fall into traps of bad relationships, abusive relationships with somebody.
I'm dating right now, so that means let's get married so we can have sex.
That's basically it.
Yeah,
marriage is the worst marriage thing.
Yeah,
and then they had to grow up and learn through a horrible marriage.
Exactly.
So like, maybe that's the problem. We can have a better conversation. With us ourselves first as to what we want.
Yes, that's important. Know what you want. If you know what you want, you won't really fall for less, basically. So yeah, know what you want, knowing who you are.
Yeah. Basically, I think maybe that's a part of the actively waiting.
Yeah.
Get to know yourself.
Yeah.
Even if you have to
spend time with yourself.
Off.
Exactly.
I don't like that movie. So if somebody comes to tell me, let's go watch it. No. I don't like it.
I hate it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nothing
to say no.
Yeah.
Maybe that's another issue too, is being to say no. We can't say no to people.
Exactly.
It's insulting to somebody to say no.
Yeah, we feel they're going to get offended, so we can't say no.
But, you know,
learning to be by yourself, go to the movies by yourself. I've done it hundreds of times. Go and eat by myself and be happy with it. Get to know yourself and, like you said, your likes and your dislikes.
Okay, so last time we were talking about the one.
Leanne should have started a conversation before. I had to pause them, tell them, wait. So let's continue the one conversation.
So, I don't really believe.
I don't believe in
there is a one.
As I said
before, there are people you can be compatible with.
Right.
And then you learn that person, you grow together.
Right.
You can be happy with that person and ecstatically happy, not I'm content,
right,
this is my lot in life, but I can get by, but ecstatically happy because you mesh.
Okay.
But I don't believe that there is this one person that is the only person you can ever be with, and if you're with anybody else, you're never going to be happy.
Right.
But you don't. You believe.
No, I believe there is the one. The one.
S-Y.
Yes. I believe that. Well, God knows us. He created us. And I believe that from the beginning of time, God established someone. For me, Leanna. Personally, I believe that he knitted someone and created them. And that as time passes, as we mature, as we grow up, that he would allow our paths to cross, or that he would speak to one of us and be like, okay, well, this is your wife, this is your husband, sort of thing. I believe in waiting on God and to hear from God. This is who I specifically designed for you, the one. That's what I believe, personally.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see that theory.
Yeah.
I still, you know, fall into
mine. But as you were saying before about the, if the one died and another one came along.
She got complicated.
But it was a good thought. So yeah. Then, as a person who believes in the one,
yeah,
is it that the first person wasn't the one? Or is it that the second person wasn't the one? Or was there a two?
To the ones.
Basically.
Yeah, because we established, yes, that sometimes persons marry and then their husband pass and then they remarry. So does that mean that the first marriage wasn't the one? Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about that part. Divorce.
But, I mean, divorce is a thing because if you divorce, most people divorce because they weren't meshing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there was contention. If the person was the one and there's some problem you couldn't work through together, but you still got divorced, mm-hmm. is that person still the one?
Yeah. There are people who I know personally that they said they both heard from God that they belong together, but it still didn't work. Mm-hmm. So for me, I feel like if that's where our human efforts and will come in, I feel like if, well, I'm not married, so I can't speak specifically on marriage, but from hearing from other people that are married, successfully married and for a long time, you know, marriage is selfless. So I feel like when people get divorced and stuff, it may be a case where somebody may have changed and become selfish, and, you know, because people change. So just because people get divorced and change, it didn't mean that, that doesn't mean that they weren't for each other or that that wasn't God's will. It just means things change, people change, things come up, you know, life happens,
and they didn't want to work on it.
One person was willing, the other wasn't, or maybe they started out together and they're like, okay, this really can't work, and they back off. So there are lots of reasons why people get divorced, but that doesn't mean that they weren't for each other or they weren't each other's one.
So if they get married again, then, and they're happy in that relationship,
yeah, well, good for them, but
I'm complicating.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's okay, because there are people who are thinking like you and asking questions like you. I don't know.
Because I have different points of view, so you know. Okay, well, that can happen, but I still do believe there is a one. Yeah. Or in my case, I believe you can be compatible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good to have other views.
Yeah, and people say that God gives you options. He doesn't make you do anything, that he gives you free will then to choose. I agree with that, yeah.
Okay.
But at the same time, I just feel like God just helped me to choose who you have for me type of thing, you know. Don't like put three people in front of me and tell me, you choose, you know.
That would be because God ain't gonna bring no wishy-washy three people.
Right. It might be a real close call. You can't even,
that you are scared of, like, you know, you choose your wrong person. It's three from God.
But if it's three from God, then you can't choose your wrong person. Just
then he was thinking, but what if I chose option number one, like, you know, by the way, I ain't doing option number one over here.
Right.
But option number two is really what it's supposed to take. But, you know, I fell for that trap door.
Yeah. And then when you go with two, then you're wondering, wait, might have been with one.
Okay. Mess. So, Liana's thing on the one is that she doesn't want to have to choose.
No. Choose for me, Lord.
Liana, a voice from heaven.
Yes. Where is the heavenly host? I want the whole production.
This one.
Yeah, this is the one I have picked and fashioned from beginning of time for you alone.
Okay.
Yeah, I just believe in waiting on God. And yeah.
Well, I don't want to have to choose scenario either.
No.
Because of, like, I've gone through all my life with nobody, and then God, you bring three men with almost everything I
that you ever wanted. Yeah. Hey, like, do y'all have lists?
No.
Yeah,
I do have a list.
Yeah,
we talked about that last time.
Oh,
picky, and if you're too picky,
yeah,
yeah,
do you think about that? Can you be too picky?
I think and you can't be too picky.
Talking about like he has to have brown hair with stubble and things picky. I'm talking about like the normal
or can we even ask about legs? Bow legs on the knees. Can we talk about that?
Okay, that is from a past conversation with me.
We'll leave that off, like. Oh my gosh.
Woo! Can not me. Can I be me?
Let's not go into that.
Yeah, let's not.
Appearance.
Yeah.
See. You said that you prefer black days.
Yeah.
But if a white guy came to you with everything that you ever told God that you wanted.
Yeah.
Too picky would be saying, but he ain't black, God.
Yeah, that's too picky.
Okay.
Yeah, I find that that's
Now we know why you're too picky. Picky.
Yeah, I think that's too picky, yeah.
I think
Yeah, I'm open to any, yeah. So, okay. Yeah, black, yeah, that doesn't matter, no.
We're not talking about that too picky. We're talking about having a list.
Yeah. And salary.
And knowing what you want.
Like, for me personally, the kids thing.
Okay.
For me, I don't find that that's picky. Wanting somebody that does not have kids. Mm-hmm. That is what I desire with all my heart. Like, I want my first child to be his first child.
Okay.
I don't consider that to be picky.
Yeah. Okay.
But, you know, there are persons who have told me, and I kind of bent to it a little, you know, suppose it's... You know, just one child he has who may be older, like 13, 14, and the mother is not in the picture. Maybe she's married and has her own family and her own life, you know, if I would consider, you know. And a case like that, I guess I might, but it is not. That's not what I prefer. Preference. That's not my preference.
I don't know.
It isn't. If
I could do teenage children.
I don't know.
Because they're set in their own ways.
Yeah, they're already. Yeah, and that whole stepmom thing. I don't know. I
oh, that is your thing.
I just.
And God will give
for
you
me personally.
The desires of your heart.
Yeah.
If that's not something you. Good thing.
Yeah. But suppose, you know, that. Let's just suppose that that's what God has for me and he kind of. God work on me and soften me up.
Yeah, I find
that might happen.
That happens.
Yeah.
You soften up as you go.
As you go, yeah.
He isn't going to just throw him in front of you.
Yeah.
And go like, well, deal with it.
Leon. Yeah, yeah. But that's my heart for him to not have any kids.
This has been a great conversation.
It's so abrupt.
Yeah.
But I think we need to continue with Leandro.
Oh my goodness.
Some other time.
Yeah.
So that y'all don't have to be listening to us talking.
And laughing.
Laughing. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Yes,
thanks
this was fun.
For coming, Leanna.
You're welcome.
It wasn't that bad, was it?
No, it wasn't. My hands are dry now.
Thank you for coming. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week. We will have another guest.
Our guest.
Maybe two. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bye.